Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Emily Jaminet. But let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have given us new life in Christ. Renew our own hearts through the gift of Christ's Sacred Heart, which we especially receive in the gift of his Holy Eucharist. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Emily, you know, we've been talking about enthronement, and of course you are the executive director of Welcome His Heart, which is a national ministry now. It's sort of a whole group of different things kind of came together, is my understanding. Maybe you can explain it a little bit better than I can, but...
Well, it's really a fruit of, I like to say, Sacred Heart Columbus, our local ministry, which has promoted almost 3,000 enthronements here in Central Ohio in our diocese. It was the spark of saying, why not bring this to every single community across the country, and setting up not just a fulfillment center, but resources for people to honor and love our Lord in a very ordinary but extraordinary way. So it's a privilege to be able to do that in, you know, just newsletters and reflections and materials going out and really speaking on behalf of, you know, making sure this devotion is on the forefront of not only families, but even, you know, working with Catholic schools and pastors.
And if you're interested in enthroning your own home, welcomehisheart.com is where you can go. One of the things I really wanted to talk to you about is the graces for family life that come from a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and from this enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I think first, maybe as a mother, you could talk about how this devotion forms you in that life and in that vocation.
Well, as I was mentioning, you know, when I took this position, I really did a lot of reading on, you know, where did it come from? Who is Father Mateo? You know, the next, you know, his predecessor, Father Larkin, you know, Francis Larkin, like, you know, what did these people say? Because, you know, and a lot of times we've romanticized the past. We think it was all good there, and now it's all bad now. And what you realize, we all have turmoil in our heart. As moms, we all worry and stress about our children, our spouses, the world. And I realized this was the devotion of stability. This was the devotion. You know, I read multiple stories of mothers and fathers who put their 18-year-olds, you know, they enlisted in the army to go serve in World War II. And this was their devotion of stability about, you know, the Irish and the persecution they have gone through for many generations. This was devotion that was in every single Irish person's home. So it really was the foundation of Catholicism being lived out in the home. And as I mentioned about the promises are a beautiful summary, but the first promise relates directly to the vocation of marriage and family life. And that's, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life. And that state in life, that term, does not just mean, you know, the very broad, oh, priest, you know, you're a priest and, you know, I'm married, but it's every season of your life, every moment of your life, every trial that, you know, affects you now, COVID-19, but, you know, in 2 years, it could be a different trial. And 2 years before was a different trial. So the Lord wants to give us grace. He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us a new heart, a heart transplant. So that's really the backdrop for this importance of enthronement, why I'm promoting it. And about a year ago, I said, I was reading all these books. I'm like, we actually need a really good devotional to break this down. So I do have a book coming out in October. It's called The Secrets of the Sacred Heart, 12 Ways of Claiming Christ's Promises in Your Life. So it doesn't only have the promise, the scripture, but it has a lot of the practical, because I find the practical is what people get caught up on. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we can kind of make it more flowery in our mind, but it's what does this look like? So hopefully I can give you a little bit of an overview. But first, through enthronement, we say the enthronement, we did the enthronement, was the taking that pressure off of Catholic families' shoulders, my family, of saying, okay, Lord, now you are welcome here. direct us, lead us, guide us. So beginning our day in prayer to the most holy hearted Jesus prayer. It's a prayer that was passed on from my relatives and one that is, you know, I know said throughout Central Ohio all the time. It's prayed every single first Friday on the radio. We have prayer cards. We can send them out. So beginning a prayer life that is trusting our Lord, that he will be there in our ordinary. But I also think then the grace to be willing to see your reality. So that's another tremendous gift of, I like to say, the Jesus lenses of your family. And sometimes we'd rather put our head in the sand and say, I just can't deal with that kid's very bad behavior problems. Or that child's rebellious spirit. Oh, it's cute. Isn't that cute? You know, it might be cute at 5, but nothing's cute about a 15-year-old who's causing turbulence in a home, mm-hmm. you know, and I just want to ignore it. They're just going to go to college someday. So I believe those graces are the Sacred Heart gives you the strength and the conviction and the love and even the lenses to get the help that you need for your family. Another very practical area that hasn't impacted me directly, but I have seen over and over again was, you know, after this devotion started coming into Catholic families' homes, they had the grace to deal with the ultimate pain and the pain of addiction. So when addiction is inflicted on a family, it's usually dealt with in a very secretive manner. You know, nobody wants to talk about if it's alcoholism, drug abuse, pornography, and even gaming addictions. It's kind of like, you know, it will pass. But enthronement, multiple times I've heard that families had new strength to, you know, not only get the counseling or the help that a family member might need, but the grace to heal and forgive. Because with enthronement, without forgiveness, in the changing of our hearts and reconciliation with our Lord and each other, you know, the family can't move on and be healed.
What really strikes me, first of all, a reminder that this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Emily Jaminette as we talk about the importance of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. The thing that really strikes me, you know, we're an incarnational faith. And everything, you know, devotions, whatever it might be, our discipleship, it has to be, you know, incarnational in the sense that we're here in this world. You know, Jesus Christ was here and is here present in this world. And so often our temptation with devotions or with spirituality or with our faith is to compartmentalize it or detach it from the reality. It's almost like a Gnosticism, this temptation to a Gnosticism. So the beauty, you know, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, one is you're putting Jesus, an image of Jesus, in your home, like you are planning him in reality, which is where he dwells. He doesn't dwell in the clouds. He dwells in reality. And then it also then forces us to deal with the reality. And that if Christ is here in this reality, the reality of a rebellious 15-year-old, you know, of unemployment, of whatever it might be, you know, to recognize this is where Jesus is and we have to keep our eyes on him here and now. I mean, this is the beauty, because I think a devotion is of no value if we're using it to escape reality. So I think what you're saying is, I mean, it's beautiful.
That is absolutely what I'm trying to say, Father, because as I mentioned, I have 7 children. You know, it's overwhelming, these Catholic families. Like, how do you raise a Catholic family in a new world? And it's not the whole family goes and lives under a rock mm-hmm. in the middle of nowhere. It's we're called to live in the world, but not of the world. Mm-hmm. And this devotion is one that gives you the grace, the perspective, the strength, and even this brand new concept of love mm-hmm. and not love manipulate. You know, the modern world uses the word love in a very manipulative way. But as Christians, we have the perfect source of love, and that's Jesus Christ. So that heart transplant, and even a few of the saints have spoken about how Jesus, you know, St. Margaret Mary said, I received one cell from the heart of Jesus. And what that one cell did made me want to offer up every single thing in my life back to Jesus so that, you know, in return, souls are impacted, family members, you know, are converted. You know, it doesn't mean that he's going to eliminate our trials. He's going to give us the heart, the perspective, the grace to endure them to the very, very end. And as you asked me about practical, I can say the most impactful change that's happened since the enthronement is, number one, we give our family back to Jesus, and we are all striving in a very ordinary way to live this out. But the other thing is, I'm open to the Lord now 24 hours a day. And that's what I loved what you said about compartmentalism. And my children know it. I said, if Jesus wakes me up, I will be obedient. I will wake up. I will walk the house. I will pray for each one of you, and I will find you. And they're like, sometimes I do find them, and they're like, oh, there she goes again. But I send that gentle reminder that this house is Jesus's house first, and we dwell here because he's allowed us to live here. And that's a very different way of viewing things than, you know, we put Jesus in that box, you know, in our corner closet, and, you know, pull him out for Christmas and Easter. It's an everyday. But the fruit of this type of enthronement and welcoming Christ is they know that they can't trick Jesus. Mm-hmm. And as a result, if they're struggling, they either tell me what they're really struggling with, or when I find it, I actually don't despair. I thank the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus that I know what this child needs in this moment, and then we attempt to point them in the right direction.
Excellent. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Until next time, peace and all good.